This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brunson against Conley. Got a three to shoot. Brunson, he just can't be stopped.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Remember when Jalen Brunson was awesome against the Jazz in the playoffs?
It's a really bad sign when they play a call like Jalen Brunson can't be stopped and we laugh. That's actually like a really bad sign for the signing.
How could that happen?
Jalen Brunson can't be stopped except by average defending.
Yeah. Or like in the Big East.
Well, that's not true. He was National Player of the Year.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like in the Big East, he was dominant.
Oh, he was unstoppable.
So it's part of you play that clip in college. It's like, okay, we understand, you know?
I think still the most efficient offense in college basketball history, I think. Maybe one of the Gonzaga teams broke it the last couple of years.
I made a lot of bad bets. We did the segment like worst bets we've ever made. I bet Michigan in that national title game. That was so, so, so bad. And it was over early. Yeah, 8.5.
That was tough. Who had that huge Omari Spellman? Really like a Shaq like dunk over.
What happened to him? Oh.
We got drafted by the Hawks, and he played a couple of years.
I was gonna say, wasn't he supposed to be the best NBA player, like the best NBA prospect? It was like him and DiVincenzo, and like no one gave Brunson like any credence.
That was the thought, and yeah, I think he just kind of like fizzled out of the league. Just like couldn't stick on the roster. He like was on the Hawks roster for like multiple years. Like it wasn't. He didn't just go away. He at least like got. I think he played the first contract. Tyler's saying he's overseas now, which could mean, I mean, pick your country. Could play for any of them. Yeah.
What kind of life do you think that is? Like, you're like the end of an NBA bench. Probably pretty good, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the overseas stuff. End of an NBA bench.
You're like the 11th man on like the Charlotte Hornets.
Well, the thing I never know is, God, I mean, the NBA, the salaries are so crazy.
Who is the 11th man on the Charlotte Hornets? They still have Cody Zeller.
Well, they do, but like he plays.
Okay.
They think they still have him. Tyler, who's the 11th guy on the Hornets? They don't have the Martins anymore either, right? They're both on different teams. They used to have that guy from Nevada.
They have no Martins. Maybe I
Martins? They used to have didn't they used to have both Martins?
Yeah, they have Cody Martin. Maybe Jalen McDaniels. No, he actually plays. Gordon Hayward didn't play. He might be 11th man at this point.
Gordon Hayward has more money than Jeff Bezos. Okay,
Isaiah Thomas.
Right,
all right, this was anyway.
Yeah. Ta-da. Where were we going here? 11th.
What do you think life's like? Like you're like the 11th man on the bench.
I mean, it's probably pretty awesome. Like what's the minimum salary in the NBA now? Right, isn't it like $2 million or something for like you get to a certain veteran level? Yeah.
You've got to make, and I remember like when I worked at CBS and I worked with a couple former NBA players, and even then they were like, it was like 6 years ago, they were like, I can't believe how much money these players, so they weren't like hating on them, but like, just like how much money NBA players
make. What's the TV deal?
Yeah.
Right, it's a TV deal, which is about to get re-upped. Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, God bless. I hope everyone gets paid. As long as I make money, I want everyone to make money.
Sure.
I mean, these guys are making so much money, but like you never play though. That's got to be like a little damaging to the ego.
You never play, and you're also part of like one of the most embarrassing, demoralizing, regularly occurring parts of any sporting event, which is the emptying of the bench with 30 seconds left, where like you have to walk to the scorer's table to come in when the game is like completely not in doubt and like take off the warm-ups and like go through the exercise.
Do you ever notice they're always pulling up their shorts? Like that's always the move. They're always like adjusting the shorts. It's like
being pros, getting set.
Yeah.
You know, just get stretching it out a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Or something.
Yeah. Okay. stretching it out.
Or something.
Or something was a good addition there. Yeah. The Jalen Brunson cut from the playoffs this year. Spiro Dinas, my fellow Fordham Ram on the call. Last Thursday night, the Knicks moving Kemba Walker to clear some salary cap space to sign Jalen Brunson. Yeah. And then last night, on Tuesday night, the Knicks trading Nerlens Noel and Alec Burks to the Detroit Pistons, clearing another $19 million in cap space to make this run to Jalen Brunson. Multiple insiders reporting that it's 4 years, $110 million. Can't wait for Woj to tweet that the Dallas Mavericks have emerged as a frontrunner to re-sign Jalen Brunson.
A frontrunner. One of them.
I'm going to run this joke into the kill it, bury it, dig it up, exhume it. and kill it again, and then put it back in the ground. That would be my favorite joke of all time. So it looks like this is going to happen at this point. We've been kind of speculating this would happen for a while, ever since the Knicks hired Rick Brunson to put on the coaching staff, Jalen's dad, former member of the Knicks. So, you know, obviously we're not going to have a discussion about the Knicks winning the title because they're not going to. We don't have a win total, but we can have like a big picture conversation about what we think the Knicks could look like this year with like a core of Jalen Brunson and RJ Barrett. And I guess like Obi Toppin and Julius Randle still there for now, at least. So kind of your impressions, Ken, of the Jalen Brunson-led New York Knicks if and when this deal is consummated over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it raises the floor to some degree. I mean, you at least like are spending, it's basically like, how is the team spending their money? You're at least spending it on someone competent. Like, I mean, we can get off like the superstar and star track or whatever, because that's not what any of this is. I mean, he's like the 16th best point guard in the league, but you at least like are spending, like, you know, some franchises like Houston spent money on John Wall and told him not to play. That's how they spent $40 million last year. Like, the Knicks are spending this money on someone who is going to be like a high usage player for them. So the money's at least like going to someone who will contribute. And so that's what I mean by raising the floor. It also probably raises to a certain extent how low the win total can be, basically. You know, a team that has Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and RJ Barrett, like, realistically, it's definitely not in the 20s. It's definitely not in the low 30s, probably. It's probably like the floor now if they pay him the money. And like, let's say the rest of the roster like kind of stays the same. Like mid to high 30s, plus to make the playoffs, but not huge plus. And you just, you know, you're kind of matching them up with some of the other like okay teams right at the bottom of the East. I mean, the East has obviously gotten better the last couple of years, so yeah. Even the bottom's a little bit better, right? Like, I mean, there's a chance Atlanta's near the bottom, and then it's not even close between the two rosters right now. And if Atlanta gets DeJounte Murray, right, forget it. You know, it depends. It's Charlotte if they keep Bridges. You know, it's God, like who else would be in that range? I guess Washington. Terrible, if Washington, right? If they keep Beal. I guess if they give Beal the Supermax, okay, you know, and Wizards took part in a trade that we haven't talked about yet. They actually got better, definitely.
They did, like, for sure.
Yeah, so it's just what each team needed, basically, which seems like it was completely different.
And, like, what about the Bulls, like, potentially?
Right. Like, I mean, aren't you think like, too the Cavs to be in that mix?
I mean, yeah. We'll see what happens, like, in free agency, right? And you think the Cavs will be out of the play-in, I'm sure.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bulls don't keep LaVine somehow. Everybody thinks the Bulls are still going to keep LaVine, but I guess if they're the favorite to keep him, and I kind of talked to a couple people that said they thought he was going to stay there too. But if he doesn't, then they definitely fall into that Knicks kind of picture, basically, if the Bulls don't make a move. So yeah, but you're kind of putting them up against those teams, and you just go, like, what is the realistic chance that this team outperforms all the teams that we just talked about? They're not a favorite to do so. And they also have not like a ticking time bomb on their bench, but just like there's a definite time horizon to a Thibodeau coached NBA team. And this is year three, and like this is someone who like drives players into the ground, and this is year three of that. And we always hear about coaches. One of the things, even like the great, great coaches, and I remember this came up when Brad Stevens moved into the front office with the Celtics, like great coach, but it was just like, yeah, you know, the players just got tired of listening to him. Like he can be a great coach, but in the NBA, you just get tired. Like that's why there's so much coaching turnover all the time. You just get tired of the messaging. And I would imagine Tibbs' messaging probably wears pretty thin in like game 10. So what's it going to be like in game 170 of that voice and that tone and that culture with the team? Just a lot. It's very combustible, right? So they have enough talent to win like whatever, 40 maybe. But they also have the combustibility to actually bottom out and have the worst record in the league, I think. With Randall and Thibodeau together, I think there's enough combustibility there where this thing can really fall apart too.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is not a betting conversation, really. That's the best case scenario for the Knicks.
What, 40? Well, how many did they win? How many did they win 2 years ago?
No. Bottoming out. Is the best case scenario for the Knicks. I mean, the worst record in the league is the
winless
best case scenario
for winless for Wembanyama. Yeah.
Please. Yes.
Yeah. Tyler, Scoot Henderson, is that the name of the...
Yep, he's in the G League at night right now. He will be one of the top two picks next year.
He like played with a bunch of the guys who got drafted. Yeah,
Scoot Henderson sounds like a create a player in NBA 2K.
Or like NBA Street Volume 2. Be like, oh, I got my team past round three. Who do I play now? Now you play the boss. Who's the first boss? Scoot Henderson.
No, oh, Scoot Henderson's like right before you take on Skip to Milo. It's Scoot Henderson.
So you got to be, what would be the Scoot Henderson hashtag? Like, I don't know. Tyler had the good ones yesterday.
Suck for Scoot is pretty excellent.
What do you think the Knicks are doing this year? Suck for Scoot. What?
I want them to be terrible. Sure. Like, what's the upside to them going 40-42?
I think they're kind of like Sacramento. They strike me as Sacramento-ish, where they want to. They're the only teams that want to do this. Yeah.
How about Rick texted me, our pal Rick Camp? Texted me last night. He goes, are we calling them the Knacks now? K-N-A-C-K-Z, like the Kangs for Sacramento. Oh.
Wait, he really made that joke? That's so funny he made felt that the joke. Same way. That's so funny.
He texted me that last night, and I think I wrote him back, why?
There's just, NBA purgatory is the absolute worst place to, like, if you're ever running a franchise, you're like, own a team, whatever. I understand that there's like a, yeah, let's make the playoffs. Like, let's try to do something. Like, that's a noble impulse. But man, like, there's no reward for being the 9-10 seed. Like, it's the absolute where you'd rather be.
They
at the
punish
bottom.
You for it.
Yes, 100%. And especially if you're like not a free agent destination, like you got to know what you are. I guess that's like the Knicks. Maybe they're in the process of figuring it out, or they still haven't figured it out. Like, you're not a free agent destination. So you have to build through the draft.
Which is insane. It's New York.
Yeah. But it's true. Now, again, like, change front office again, change ownership at some point. Like, this, every team can change what they are.
Maybe the owner can hit by a bus at some point.
Right. Nice. But, like, if that's what you are, then you kind of got to be like Oklahoma City. Like, you kind of got to just be like, accumulate a ton of draft capital and try to use it. They traded their draft pick in the first round in the lottery this year. Like, that's the opposite of what they should probably be doing.
Nick and Ken, you bet talking NBA here on this.
How depressing. I mean, what an absolutely depressing team.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I don't think
I'm more excited about Detroit. I'm like way more excited about Detroit. I'm more excited about the Magic this year.
The Pistons have Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. Yeah. Orlando has Banchero. What are the Knicks?
Orlando has Banchero, Franz Wagner.
Wagner's awesome.
Yeah. A bunch of guards. Suggs might be good. Fultz probably not. Cole Anthony thinks he's really good.
If I were going to like forsake the Knicks and just be like, you know what? I'm done.
You want to pick a team out of the bucket?
I don't want it to pick a team that out of the bucket, but like, what team do you think I should pick? Like, I can't pick, like, I would like the,
well,
never
how about
like
this? The Knicks. So I think with baseball, we ran into this with Hard Locks, where you picked an AL team, but you're just like, I need the Yankees. Like, I still follow them. Like, what are we doing? Like, basically, like, it was part of the thought process early on with you picking a team. So I think we eliminate Like, I think you just pick a Western Conference team and you're like dormant as a fan of the Knicks in the Eastern Conference. Like, you're not onto another team in the East. You're just dormant. You're just not, you're out.
I think and I in the meantime, be
you're like on sabbatical for a year and you root for a Western Conference team.
Yo, Bill Watterson.
I have a team. I have a team that I think you should root for.
Okay.
I think you should be a Timberwolves fan and root for Anthony Edwards.
And I love Towns.
But there's some rumors that they were thinking about trading him, by the way.
I think I want to root for Memphis.
I mean, that's they're going to be awesome.
They're like, I feel like Memphis is what, like, the Knicks should be Memphis.
Attitude, crowd.
Yeah, like, we're going to, in your face.
Dynamic point guard. Smoke.
Yes.
You know the history of New York City point guards. God, that was, there was a trope that got played out. Yeah, that's right.
Yo, it was great. You know what that died when Stephon Marbury came to the Knicks.
So yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, I know you love Edwards and you love Towns. So Minnesota, I think, is a logical fit. So it's basically you just want to follow everyone that played in the Minnesota Memphis series. You just want to follow those teams, basically.
I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this as a Knicks fan.
It's pretty tough because it's not like the Thunder. Like, let's say for whatever reason you're a Thunder fan, which means you're probably pretty young because it's not like the team's been around forever. Okay. Like, things aren't great. No free agent on earth is ever going to sign there as long as your franchise exists. But you have like a maniacal GM who's collecting the most insane amount of draft capital trying to hit grand slams all the time. And it's really tough to hit a grand slam, but he's trying. And you got a lot of weird looking players coming in there, all wingspan and crazy stats.
They're going to have like the tallest lineup in the history of the NBA. Like, it's like a science experiment. Right.
Turn it into a freak show. Awesome.
That's why I said I'd rather have Kyrie than Jalen Brunson. Like, if we're going to be bad, let's at least be interesting. The Knicks are going to be bad and boring.
Right. Yeah. This is, yes, bad and boring. Those are the perfect combination. And the Thunder's like, that's rock bottom.
From the artist that brought you Bad and Bougie, here's Bad and Boring.
Bad and Boring. The story of the Jalen Brunson New York Knicks franchise. Man.
It's just really sad.
Could you ever bring yourself to bet have you ever bet the win total under on the Knicks before?
What do you think? We did this the other one. It's going to be 37.5 probably, right?
I go back and forth. Like, am I too high, too low?
I actually think that
the first digit has to be 3.
Yes, agreed. I actually think they're going to go over. I think they're going to go like 40 and 42.
Yay!
like to be Brunson's he's good. He's not great, but he's a good player.
Yeah, there's a ton of good point guards. He's in the middle of that pack.
Oh, God,
you just paid him $110 million.
Well, not yet. Although they will.
And it wasn't you.
We'll talk about the Nuggets Pistons trade on the other side here to close out hour number one.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.